Welcome to anchor.com, anchorfm.com, and also Spotify, the home of the podcast where you can heard all around the world from your bedroom, bathroom, living room, kitchen, in your home, apartment, condo, dormitory, or RV. On your flat screen TV, your iPod, your cell phone, or your computer screen with your headphones on, thinking welcome. If you happen to be in the drive-thru, curbside service, parking lot, walking with a mask on, back to school, back to work, in plain places and things, please continue to be careful. And again, you can hear this episode on anchor.com, anchorfm.com. Appreciate your support. Now, on with the episode. This episode, Jesse Johnson, being black in America. Jesse Johnson was a member of the band The Time, Prince-led band with Morris Day, and Jesse was part, they were the main three contributors, mainly Prince and Morris, but Jesse had a hand in there too. Anyway, he went solo in 85, and then he came out with this album, which was on his Shakadelic album. And it was an acoustic joint. And so the interesting thing about it, when I hear it, if you listen to the timbre of his voice and his stylings, predated Bless Unions of Soul, predated some of the R&B, black male vocalists with acoustic guitar style, a certain type of style. And it was definitely felt. It was played a lot on BTU, and it was a very strong vocal harmonic track, very uplifting. And especially in the mid-80s when you didn't have a lot of black artists that were talking about race-related music and things like that nature. So this was definitely a very moving piece. I like the feel of it. I like the tone of it. And it's one of them songs that it definitely hit and reflected. I always liked the way he played it. And, you know, it's one of them songs that is very reflective of what's going on then and the now. So when I hear it and I see it, you know, it still feels good. Still very honest, and you know, it had a nice tone and everything to it. So he's definitely one of those underrated talents, one of the best guitarists too, by the way, that I heard growing up back in the day. And you know, he's still touring and doing things, but this was another side to his musicality which was showcased, because he was a big co-writer of Jungle Love by the time he did that one with Prince and Morris. And then of course he co-wrote Nights Like This for the Five Heartbeats with After Seven. So he's been a part of some pretty interesting projects. But this was a very nice, reflective, and a song that was very much needed. And during Black History Month, I wanted to give him a shout out on this one. Wash your hands, keep your mind clear, watch out for another. Please give me your thoughts and takes on Jesse Johnson's Being Black in America and how this song stands out in his catalog. Keep it funky, keep on the one. Please be safe, be careful out there. If you've not heard Jesse Johnson's Being Black in America, please do, and let me know your thoughts. Again, you can hear this episode on anchor.com, anchorfm.com, on Spotify. Please continue to be safe and well. Till next time we catch you. Peace, the best. I'm out.